So, Mike, are disadvantaged groups who cannot afford dental care suffering as a consequence?
Very much so. And something that the new report makes very clear is that although we do have a first-class health system, dental health care is a particular problem. In fact, it says the gaps in dental health services are painfully obvious, particularly to the 655,000-plus people on public dental waiting lists. There are delays. Dental care is expensive. The dental health of our kids is getting worse, and these are particular problems for disadvantaged groups. Our members, particularly in remote areas, are especially concerned about the very poor oral health of disadvantaged groups, and a system of universal dental care would not just improve dental health, but the quality of life so much for so many people.
The Australian Dental Association believes denticare will not resolve problems for disadvantaged people. They believe all federal funding should be directed to the disadvantaged. I asked Neil Hewson why this would be more effective.
We believe it'd be more effective because all the money that government was contributing to the scheme would go to disadvantaged people and not to people who are well off and millionaires. So we believe that's appropriate. Also, if you had the scheme where you had much greater range of treatments that people were eligible for, that you could have treat the patients better, and so therefore they would end up with better health outcomes.
Would it be fair to say the Australian Dental Association opposes denticare because it's worried it would bring down the market price of dental care?
No, that isn't reasonable to say that, because under the scheme, dentists will still be able to charge their normal fee.
Mike Daub from the Public Health Association believes the ADA's argument is self-serving. The Australian Dental Association claim a universal dental care system would be inappropriate. Now, are they being objective in making this claim?
Well, I think what we've seen already in the response to this sort of scheme when it was mooted in the discussion paper from the Health and Hospital Reform Commission is there was tremendous public interest in it. The Australian Dental Association is a professional body concerned for the best interests of its members, and so some of its members may lose out if there's universal dental care. Some people in private practice may not do as well, and so on. So I think we have to look and see how the system is fleshed out. But for us as commentators on the public health, our interest is the health of the public, not so much the financial health of the dental profession.
Hans Zola also believes the denticare proposal is inappropriate, but he maintains universal health care is the best avenue to follow.
Now, the denticare proposal, it's very important to understand that the denticare proposal that's suggested is not really about providing full comprehensive care to people who can't afford it otherwise. All that it's going to offer is the most basic level of dental service. So denticare, as currently proposed, is not about equity of the poor with the rich. The only sort of equity that's in the current denticare proposal is equity of the poor with the poor.
This was a point raised by Neil Hewson from the ADA, and that is that funds would be better directed if they were entirely spent on people who did not currently have access to dental care, because those people could then afford to receive whatever therapy was necessary.
Well, what Dr. Hewson's been arguing is that diseases of the mouth are basically different to diseases of the rest of the body. If he believes that, in fact, public health funding should only be directed to those who can't afford any private health insurance, then he should be insisting that that should be the case for the whole of medicine as well.